And we welcome you back to Wolfies right here in Elyria. We're here tonight. We're coming right back here on Wednesday night. We'll have our boys' high school basketball preview on Wednesday. But tonight it's the girls, and we've got a great turnout. And we thank the coaches for coming on out. And certainly some of them have had to wait a few minutes, like Tom Thompson, the girls' head coach over at Columbia. Boy, they're coming off a great year last year. District runner-ups finished up at 22-4 on the season. Tommy, a great season. Congratulations on that. And I understand congratulations are in order. You're going to be the North-South coach this year.
Yeah, I'm.
How cool is that? Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Tim. And, Rob, it's good to see you guys, as always. Always look forward to your coverage throughout the area. You guys do a terrific job. And, yeah, I'm very happy that kind of humbled by that announcement that I found out a couple weeks ago. But it should be fun. Looking forward to it.
That's really a prestigious thing, man. You're coaching the North-South game.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's it's one of those things that, I mean, you know it's there, but, you know, you don't really think about it as a coach. But it kind of came out of the clear blue. So I kind of give some props to Brett Larrick and maybe Art Daniels. I think those guys might have had a little bit to do with that. You know,
they know a couple people.
Exactly. There's some. Yeah, you've
well,
got to
well
have,
deserved.
Have to have the cards in the right place, I guess.
Well deserved, man. That's
well,
awesome. And, again, awesome season last year. Finished up in that district championship game over at North Ridgeville. And I'll tell you what, I said it that afternoon on the air. I can remember like it was yesterday. I love the fact that you came out and played to win. We're not backing down. We're not going to try to do anything that we haven't done and hold the ball and all that nonsense.
Right.
I love that. Man, your kids competed. Your girls competed right up until that final buzzer went off.
I said it to many people. That those three seniors I had last year between Bailey Petuhas and Taylor Napoli and, of course, Allison Schaefer, those three girls were just the core and the heart of that team. And they just that their personality was just reflected on our younger players, and they just set the tone all year long for the kind of play that we were expected to to get. And I was of course we were disappointed with the outcome of the game, but we certainly didn't hang our heads for the effort that we put in that game. And that team is just so talented, and of course they're going to be talented again because they're all back.
Well, what's your team going to be? Tell us about the Columbia
I'm
Lady
excited
Raiders.
About our team so far. You know, the good thing in the years that I've been a multiple sport coach, I always kind of look back and I'm always pleased when teams have successful fall seasons. I think that lends an awful lot to what's going to happen in the future in your winter sports. And our volleyball team was outstanding this year. Just had a terrific battle with Lutheran West at the end of the season. Our soccer team just turned things around. It's been 13 wins this year for our soccer team, just night and day. And a lot of those girls are a part of our basketball program, and I think you hear the adage that success breeds success, and I'm excited. I can just see that the girls are anxious to be out there. They're excited about this season, and I think that carryover is going to be a big part of our success.
You know, sometimes I hear boys coaches talk about, you know, football and wrestling. You know, if you do both those, it can be helpful. Can a soccer skill set help out in basketball, or volleyball help out in basketball, anything like that? Is there anything to it, or is it just the competitive and being good at one sport translates and going to the next?
I think there's some carryover, Rob. I think particularly with, you know, soccer with footwork, a lot of that attributes to and the conditioning of soccer, getting up and down the floor and that sort of thing, I think is a big factor. With volleyball, of course, there's the skill sets in hitting and setting just handling a ball in a different way, I think lends itself a lot in some skill factors. But, you know, the good news is that our kids, you know, they turn things over pretty quick, which, you know, is really a good sign. I mean, they hop right in, and in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, they're back into the fold.
Yet such a great player in Allison Schaefer, and you mentioned a couple other seniors as well. So how do you now fill that role? What are there girls, or who are the girls that need to step up, and you say, okay, you may not be Allison Schaefer, but you each need to kind of do your own thing to take us back to where we were.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about our senior group. Of course, Becca Takiti and her sister Rachel, they have been, starters for us and have really done a terrific job on both ends of the floor. They're hard workers. They set a good tone for our team. Becca reaped some awards last year as a first-team all-conference and second-team all-district, honorable mention, all-state. She's just an athlete. She had another great volleyball season, and she just kind of sets the tone for our team. She's an aggressive player, hard-nosed player, no-nonsense player. She brings a unique attitude on the floor, which, I think brings the best out of the rest of our players. She's very outspoken, as she's been already early in the season, just from the standpoint of letting the girls know that we expect to be good, and, you know, you need to listen and you need to do the things the right way. And she's kind of like another coach on the floor, so to speak, and she's kind of taken that role and that responsibility very seriously. And we've got a couple other seniors. Lexi Wood has, been pretty strong for us in the pivot. Starting and coming off the bench, she's done a combination of things the last couple years. Tori Shields, we hope, is going to step into a guard position and help us. And we've got a returning player, Sarah Severo, who didn't play basketball since her freshman year. And I think, typically you'll see the girls that may see the writing on the wall and say, well, you know, as a junior or senior, they might kind of walk away from a sport if they think that they're not going to have an opportunity. Here's a girl that's coming back as a senior and really wants to be a part of our program, which I'm excited about. And she's kind of, making her way. It's been a little bit tough for her just from the standpoint of recognizing what we're trying to do and so forth. But she'll be all right. She'll get there.
Coach, about a minute left. Do you anticipate, again, not wins and losses, but do you anticipate having another very successful year this year?
If our girls can compete, I think that will lend itself to being successful. I really do. We're going to have to see if we can find some other players that can score the basketball. That's going to be, an important thing. We've scrimmaged already. We've been able to score. We've been able to stop. And those are the ingredients that you have to be successful. And I like where we're at right now. I've told the girls we're making very good progress. And, we don't really talk about Allison. It's not what we, we don't have. It's what we need to have,
right,
and what we need to build on. And so the girls are responding. I'm excited for them.
Absolutely. Hey, it was a blast to watch your team last year, and I love watching your teams just in general because they play so hard and they're so well coached. And obviously, it's a direct reflection of you.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but I give a lot of credit to them because they buy into what we expect from them. And they know that we're kind of the old school guys that that have those kind of expectations.
I like old school, Coach. So, like old school.
I do. That's what they're going to get from me.
I'm with you on that, man. Hey, great to have you out here tonight.
Tim, thank you so much, Rob. We appreciate it.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Enjoyed it.
Great to see you. And again, congratulations on North-South.
That's
really
cool.
Thanks again.
Appreciate that.
Tom Thompson, girls head basketball coach at Columbia High School. And again, he will be coaching the very prestigious Ohio North-South game in the spring of 2017. Stay with us. More to come on our Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford girls high school basketball preview at Wolfies on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.